You're listening to ABC News.
It's 8:02, Friday, May 22nd, 50 degrees, rainy, lows around 50. Tomorrow, more rain with highs around 60. Good evening, I'm Nick Iannelli. The country says goodbye to a significant piece of journalism. CBS News is shutting down its historic radio news service tonight after nearly a century on the air. The network first announced this earlier this year, citing economic challenges as audiences shift to digital platforms and podcasts. The service first launched back in 1927, and now it's ending tonight. We talked about the significance of this with University of Maryland broadcast journalism professor Mark Feldstein.
CBS News Radio in its prime was the number one way Americans got information about news. If you think back to the middle of the 20th century, radio was king, and people would gather around the radios at night. In the summertime, if you walked outside, you could hear the radio coming through the windows. The reach was enormous. Radio had a power and an immediacy and an emotional reach that newspapers, magazines just didn't have. And during World War II, Edward R. Murrow and his boys, as they called them, his radio journalists, kept America apprised of what was going on in the war. And people were glued to their sets listening to hear what was happening.
We're seeing this massive shift toward a really broad landscape of options for people to listen to information, listen to various shows. How do you view this moment in history? Do you think that this is a death for a piece of the broadcast industry, or do you look at it as more of a shift to a different culture?
Well, it's both. It's hard for anyone who came of age knowing CBS radio not to be saddened by this. The media landscape is so different now than it was when CBS radio was formed. Back then, there were just newspapers and radio. That was about it. With the internet and social media, people's attentions are spread all over the place. It's a sad loss. Edward R. Murrow has been held up as the patron saint of broadcast journalism for decades. And the thought that his radio network is now history is really something. It's definitely the end of one era and the beginning of another. And what that new era heralds, what artificial intelligence will bring, God only knows.
That's University of Maryland broadcast journalism professor Mark Feldstein. More now from CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman.
This is London.
And this was CBS News Radio.
I'm standing on a rooftop looking out over London.
On the front lines of history.
This is Trafalgar Square.
Ed Murrow during World War II.
The noise that you hear at the moment is the sound of the air raid siren.
Walter Cronkite on the JFK assassination.
A Secret Service man was heard to shout from the car, "He's dead."
Before television, radio was the town crier of the modern age.
I always loved about radio the fact that you have to paint the picture. There's no help from a camera.
Prosecutors say they will retry them.
Steve Kathan has anchored the CBS World News Roundup since 2010.
Is there one story that stands out to you personally?
I mean, 9/11 stands out just because it was a day like no other day.
I'm Lou Miliano. A third World Trade Center building has now collapsed.
We were on the air four and five times an hour. Information is changing moment to moment. And plus, there's a personal sense everybody has because, you know, your country is under attack.
CBS Radio News will sign off for the last time.
And what do you think America will miss most about it?
It's been around for a long time. Really, an American institution is what we're losing here. And I think people will notice that.
It's been a reliable companion for generations. Now this American institution will lose its voice.
That's CBS's Mark Strassman. We will be airing the final CBS radio news broadcasts here on WTOP. Those will be airing at 11 and 11:31 tonight. For Memorial Day weekend here in the D.C. area, it's looking like near constant rain in the coming days.